Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Now that we have entered the second half of 2015, our next guest says it's time for you to check your personal finances and to reflect on how the year has gone so far, measure the progress, analyze the data, and make any necessary adjustments just as a business would. Rusty Cagle is a certified financial planner and president of ASE Wealth Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rusty, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, talk about, first of all, what we should be looking at for 2015. What is the key data?
Well, Mike, as we look back over the first half of the year, U.S. stocks may be one of the only few asset classes that is positive for the first half of 2015, and obviously, you know, that can change. Foreign issues will always make the headlines. You know, China had a run-up of about 150% in their stock market over the last 12 months, and then they've recently had a sharp decline of over 30%. We have the Greece issues, and there's always some foreign issues that's going to make headlines. Oil and gas continues to stay low. You know, monetary policy with the Fed potentially raising interest rates, an election on the horizon, you know, many of these things are beyond our control. So it's good to kind of put together a game plan for the second half of the year to make sure that we're looking at these issues.
Talk about the basics of this game plan.
Well, just like a business, you want to look at trends. You know, one of the things that we recommend is having a semi-annual meeting with all your trusted advisors. And this gets you refocused on reviewing your progress and also anticipating what you need to do in the future. You know, one thing is to run a tax projection, see where you're trending right now. If you're still employed, just get your pay stub and look at how much you have from a tax obligation on the federal and state side and see if there's still some things that you can do, whether you're getting a refund or you may owe money at the end of the year. No one likes the surprise of owing money toward the end of the year. There's also things that you can look at as far as state tax incentives that are important, and they come out at different times of the year. So those are a lot of things that we can do to be proactive. You can even go online if you don't have an advisor and use some of the online tools to run a tax projection just to really give you an idea of where you are and how you're trending for the year.
All right, Rusty, so now we have the game plan. What are the action steps to put into place going forward?
Well, Mike, you know, one of the things you want to look at, one, is cash flows. You know, if you have income and cash to meet your needs now, you can pull a little bit more off of your investments while the stock market is still running at a six-plus year high. You know, another thing you can do is, you know, look at the tax approach of each party that's coming up from an election, and just to see if you have a plan in place, whether it's on the Republican side or the Democrat side, to see if there's anything that potentially would be eliminated, you know, or new incentives that would be started. Secure access to short-term, you know, loans. You know, banks tend to want to lend money when you really don't need it. So if you're in a great position, go ahead and shore that up. And then getting lines in place now to weather any kind of short-term declines in the market really gives you choices of where to pull money from with the least negative impact. And then the biggest thing is just map out what your needs are for the next 36 months. You know, most market cycles can be tolerated within a three-year period for all your lifestyle possibilities. And just remove these dollars from a lot of market fluctuation. You know, having a plan in place makes you less likely to panic if you have big sudden downturns. And then finally, you know, make sure you are consulting with your CFP or a CPA and aligning all your planning with all your current and pending tax changes to make sure that you can make the most out of your rest of the year planning for 2015.
Well, let me ask you a question on your comments regarding securing access to short-term loans. I know that this is probably something a lot of people don't think about, getting lines of credit or, you know, access to money in advance of when they might ever need it, just because you don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, and that's a great point too, Mike. I mean, a lot of clients we work with, we just advise them to go ahead and even get a home equity line of credit in place. You know, a lot of cases they are like, well, you know, I'm financially fine and I don't really need a home equity line of credit or other short-term lines of credit. And we just think it is a prudent way that if you, in the event you need something on a short-term basis, you've already got that in place so that you don't have to access your equities in a downturn from a market standpoint. So it really gives you a second layer of cash reserves in the event that you might need that for any kind of short-term needs.
Rusty, great information as usual. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Rusty Cagle is a certified financial planner and president of ASE Wealth Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts. There we are. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
Views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.